even.
No, I haven't either. It's so, I guess it's so archaic that it never even appears. I hadn't ever read it. But older people invariably know that word.
Oh, really?
Just right on. In a light like that, the thing on the inside that lights up, you call it a
bulb.
And do you know what nails would come in? Like a barrel, but smaller.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there used to be nail kegs.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Do you know what they call the thing that would run around a barrel to hold the staves in place? You mentioned a stave mill.
Oh, let's see. I haven't heard. This is my problem. I haven't heard these things in so long.
Oh.
It's a metal piece.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same word as, now, this you'll remember because I remember this. They used to have these skirts that were big.
Oh, hook.
Yeah,
hook.
Right. Because I remember those well.
Well, you mean that metal piece was called a hook?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that even.
Do you remember anything that you would put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Mm-hmm. Cork.
And the thing that, well, probably the thing that people pound nails with.
Hammer?
And do you know the musical instrument that little tiny...
Harmonica, juice harp, is what you're thinking.
Do you remember, this is another type thing you probably won't know. On a wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses?
Tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of tongue?
Yeah.
Tongue, that's it.
Yeah,
tongue is right.
Yeah.
I said tongue,
yeah,
but
tongue.
Tongue's right.
Yeah. And, do you know,
get out the same way you got back there.
Now, people that lived on a farm, or even people that make gardens, what they would use to break the ground with would be a...
Wow, let's see. They used to push them. A little one furrow thing. Like, I don't know. It had a name. But a plow's all I can think of.
Well, have you ever heard of anything called a harrow?
Mm-hmm. That's what I kept wanting to say, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if that was a...
Not,
a plow and a harrow aren't the same.
Are not quite the same.
A harrow breaks up the clods, as I understand.
Breaks up the clods, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. And a plow actually makes the furrow through the soil first time.
Now, to fix your hair, you use a comb and a...
Brush?
And they used to sharpen straight razors, not straight and sharp razors, sharpen straight razors on a leather...
Well, I've heard of a strop. I suppose it's a strap.
Yeah, but you would probably say it, yeah.
Yeah. But a leather strop, a raft, that's one I might have thought might have been a correct terminology, you know.
Yeah, I think that strop was really what they
it really,
off.
I think it is.
Probably
uh-huh.
right.
But it was a leather strap.
Uh-huh.
But it was always called a strop.
That was always called strop. Mm-hmm. And do you know, in a shotgun, for ammunition in a shotgun, you put in a
bullet?
And do you know the difference between a bullet and a cartridge?
I think of a cartridge as being longer,
uh-huh.
larger around than a bullet.
Did you ever see a, well, I'm sure you have, for kids to play on, like in a playground, or even a homemade one, maybe, like a plank that one child gets on one end and the other gets on the other.
Seesaw.
And do you ever, something similar to a seesaw, except it was anchored at one end and it went round and round.
A merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round.